Program of Modern Indian Music, you're listening to Indie Pop, performed by Benny Dayal, which is being broadcast from the General Overseas Service of All India Radio.
Oh, I don't know. கதை புரியல ஏதாயே
சொல்லாமலே
performed by Benny Dayal. And with that, we conclude our program of modern Indian music. This is the General Overseas Service of All India Radio. Please stay tuned for the news.
This is All India Radio, the news read by Renuka. The headline. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, government heading towards doubling minimum support price of crops in 5 years to benefit farmers. Accuses the Karnataka Congress government of failing to utilize central funds in different fields. Government estimates food grain production to touch a new record of 277.49 million tons in 2017-18 crop year as against 275.11 million tons last year. India's biggest bank fraud accused Nirav Modi's international jewelry business filed for bankruptcy in the United States. In Syria, fighting continues in eastern Ghouta region despite a pause ordered by Russia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government has increased the minimum support price of crops by 1.5 times in 48 months of its rule to benefit farmers. He said the government is heading towards doubling MSP in 5 years. The Prime Minister was addressing a farmers' rally in Davanagere district in central Karnataka yesterday. Mr. Modi said that his government is working to change the fate of the country by changing the fortune of its villagers and farmers. The Prime Minister laughed out at Karnataka government for its alleged failure to utilize funds allocated by the central government. He listed out allocations made by central government under various schemes that remain unspent by the state government. The Prime Minister said his government is working with the mission of transforming India from an old civilization into a modern society and from an informal economy into a formal economy. Addressing the second India-Korea Business Summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the government has worked towards creating a stable business environment. The Prime Minister said the country is on a deregulation and de-licensing drive. Mr. Modi pitched for foreign investment, saying India is one of the most open economies in the world. Government has estimated that the food grain production will touch a new record of 277.49 million tons in 2017-18 crop year, as against 275.11 million tons last year. According to the second estimate for 2017-18 released yesterday, pulses production is pegged at a record 23.95 MT this year, up by 0.82 MT from 23.13 MT last year. The wheat production is estimated to decline by 1.40 MT to 97.11 MT from the record of 98.51 MT achieved in 2016-17. The production of coarse cereals is estimated at record 45.42 MT this year as against 43.77 MT in 2016-17 crop year. However, oilseed production is pegged lower by 1.39 MT at 29.88 MT in 2017-18 as against 31.28 MT during 2016-17. The Agriculture Ministry said as a result of near normal rainfall during monsoon 2017 and various policy initiatives taken by the government, the country has witnessed record food grains production in the current year. Finance Ministry has directed public sector banks, PSBs, to probe all non-performing assets, NPA accounts, of over 50 crore rupees for possible fraud and accordingly report the cases to CBI. In a tweet, Financial Services Secretary Rajiv Kumar said, the managing directors of PSBs have been directed to detect bank fraud and refer cases to the CBI. They said the PSBs have also been asked to involve Enforcement Directorate and Directorate of Revenue Intelligence for violations of PMLA, FEMA or Export-Import Norms. BJP top brass, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Party President Amit Shah, will hold a meeting with Party rules State Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers in New Delhi today. Party's media head Anil Baloni said in the meeting, government's four-core policies will be reviewed and these to help the weaker sections of the society will be deliberated upon. 40% polling has been recorded in Nagaland after the elections, while over 67% voter turnout has been recorded in Meghalaya till 4 p.m. yesterday. Meeting media in New Delhi, Deputy Election Commissioner Sudeep Jain said in Nagaland, the polling percentage in the last assembly elections was over 90%. He said the polling was smoothly conducted in the state, barring some sporty ad incidents. This is All Asia Radio, giving you the news. India's biggest bank fraud accused, Nirav Modi's international jewelry business, has filed for bankruptcy in the United States. Five Star Diamond Incorporation filed a Chapter 11 petition in the New York Southern Bank.